East room.
Hello, Flotsy baby.
God,
this is Carly, as you well know. Or Santa Claus, as you know less about. This is old Saint Nick coming to you in the early evening of Tuesday the 25th of March, about 7:20 in the evening, as the evening sun goes down and the nightfall rests and comes to rest upon Quang Nai City. It's a nice cool evening. The breeze is blowing softly on you and makes us
feel real comfortable in our
shorts. Listen to the jets. Boy, there is a and there are these spots. Talking to some of our not misguided misguided Vietnamese. We're having a little contest. Who's going to sleep the most tonight? The VC or the Vietnamese? Been a lot of activity going on around here. We don't even know much what's going on except for the noise that goes on all around us all day long, all night long. But everything seems to be in pretty good hands. I think that Charlie's going to run out of gas pretty soon. I'm sure he is. I heard a terrible commotion in the room next door, and old Ed, rat came in his room, and he was going to stomp it to death, I guess. But he missed him. We have rats here, but not too bad. Everything's pretty good. A little different type of living is all. I got your letter this morning that you had written mailed on the 19th, and pretty good. The one you told me that Larry had been thinking about. I heard today that Larry and Leo were going to join the Marines. That's good. That's all right. He's a big husky guy, and he'll learn how to kick him out of throw his dukes and take care of himself. Maybe then that's better education than get. I'm thinking of Maureen's boy. How much he's growing in the Marines.
Come out this way and shoot at a few PC and
get a little alkaline dust in his throat. Cleared out every once in a while with a little beer. Might be a good thing. Certainly can't run down a military training for young people. I'm a product of the same. He seems kind of young to get in the Marines. Maybe I'm
been gone too long.
But play that tape for him that I took on the quintet when they're having
all the activity going on, and you'll have a background for what you'll be training for. Give my regards.
Tell Lou it's a good thing to
have. And tell him that good training to have. Well, of course, Lou knows that. Ruthie knows it.
Yeah, well, I'm in much of it, and yes, it's okay.
I'm sure that as good an education as he's going to get, it'll be forced on him. It won't take him long to realize
the few things that he's missing.
It'll take him long to find out what to mean by little education, learn how to figure and how to write properly, But the one thing for sure, he won't be the only one of his kind in the outfit. He'll be made up of plenty, just like him. And Larry, I can't say anything to you now in front of your mother or your parents, but if you go in to the damn Marines, be a Marine. Don't be something else. Don't drag your tail. Stand up on both feet and be a Marine. I heard today that old Jim May will be back up here. Be in Saigon about the 30th. PSA we had before.
And he's been out in FSI in Washington. We'll be back, I guess, just to look see for two or three days.
We're going to have an exciting time. Come back and want to compare everything to what he was before.
He's a
smart enough guy. He'll keep his mouth shut. He'll do his right thing his protocol calls for. What do you got, Ed? All right. You mean about we're not getting our turn electricity? Well, it's not on, huh? Wasn't it on last night? We got our generator running, and we're supposed to be on city electricity. The city electricity is supposed to come on every other day, and this is supposed to be our day, and Ed says we're missing out. Well, it's some things we miss out on in this life, and one of them is electricity every now and then. But the generator's running enough to run this machine of mine to run this tape off, and the lights are burning. So I guess we have a little bit of
I'm thankful for the wonderful things that come my way, like
a girl named Florence,
and
a dog named Cindy, and
a woman named
are working hard while Carly's playing on the government money. Carly's going to start earning these money one of these days. You come back to America, going to have to go to work, I guess. I do have a lot to be thankful for. One of them's first one right now is his letter. We had a big scholarship dinner at Kitman's tonight.
I
didn't get home until 8:30.
Yeah, and so So, Ruth has been sick over the weekend, the flu, Don't say too much in this letter. In fact, the last two or three have only been kind of short. Well, honey, I don't have any news tonight. It's past my bedtime, so we'll say goodnight.
Well, that's all right, because you get down to the nice part.
Where?
Get down to the wifely parts.
I certainly do enjoy these little letters and cards from your folks. Now, I've been trading at Sears and Roebuck, you know, and I got this interpreter of mine, a nice boy, and he was going to get married here before too long, and he's always looking in the catalog, and he said, boy, I'd sure like to buy my wife a picture. So as I was saying, as I interrupted there a minute, keep them cards and letters coming, and boy, everything is real nice. I can just sail through these next 2 months like I've been sailing through. This is March, April, and May. Boy, it won't be long. And I worked like I did today. I haven't done a damn thing, but I've just been busy. Had a kind of an interesting something happening here. I sent some kids up to Da Nang to go to generator school. And I had two girls and two boys that I give some money to.